Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Beis Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simin Tof Samach Zayin, in the middle of Sif Yud Aleph. Yesterday we did the Mechaber, and today we're doing the Ramah on the very last line of Ayin Beis Omud Aleph. Yesterday the Mechaber brought down in Sif Yud Aleph that there are two opinions over here, a more Mekel opinion than a more Machmer opinion, if you find a split grain inside a dough or in a matzah. So the first lenient opinion was that you just have to go and remove kidei netilas makom. In that dough or in matzah, you remove the surrounding area about an inch, and the rest of that dough or matzah is mutter. Then he brought a more machmir opinion that says that entire dough or matzah is something that is not good. You have to be concerned about the entire dough, unless there's makom hefsid meruba or shasat chak, except if there's great financial need or extenuating circumstances. Now today the Ramah says, how do we paskin hagoh v'chein noagin tocha pesach? The Ramah says that the minhag is during Pesach, if this occurred, lesor osa matzo shenimso b'hachita u'matirin es hacheros. That dough or matzah which you found the split grain inside of it, that has to be considered osur, like the more machmir opinion over here. Bein shenimso b'afuya o chaya, whether it in fact has been baked, or that dough for that matzah, which has already been split apart, the Mishneh Berurah will say, into the dough for that specific matzah, even though it's not yet baked. And we say, v'yamrinon, kan nimtzeis kan hoisa. We say that this is where it is found now, and that we don't have to worry that it came from the original larger batter and dough, but it can be assumed that it fell into this specific dough for this specific matzah, or once that matzah has been baked already. And therefore, only that dough or matzah, and not the entire dough and all the matzos that originally were there, are considered osur. That's the opinion of the Ramah, that yesh noagin in this situation, like the more machmir opinion. What exactly does this mean? So we see in the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkart Memches, va'af dimistimas haramah, from the simple reading over here of the Ramah, it implies, is mashma doser kula afilu behefsed ruba, that this is going to be osur, not only in a regular situation, but even if there's great financial loss, that's from the stimus of the Ramah, not specifying it. Nevertheless, mikol makom, certainly one can say, the Mishneh Berurah says, that if it's not a split grain, it's just benisrakicha, it's a puffed grain, it's a soft grain, the loan is bakeya, but it hasn't yet actually split, then one could be mekel. Even according to Ramah, yesh l'hokel behefsed meruba ayedin etilas makom. Then the Ramah would say that you can be mekel over here and just take off a kidei netila in that spot, like the first opinion. And we're not machmir in this situation where it wasn't mizbaka that you have to throw away the entire dough. Not just netilas makom, but throw away the entire dough. It's even more machmir under the regular circumstances than the more machmir opinion in the mechaber. Now, in the Shar HaTzion, Os Pei Gimel, he brings down that the Chok Yaakov disagrees with this stam approach that the Mishneh Berurah has, that says that the Ramah stam says that even hefsed meruba, you have to get rid of it. And he brings down, however, the Chofetz Chaim says that Darkei Moshe and the Chemed Moshe agree with what I said, but he does bring down the opinion of the Chok Yaakov that disagrees. And you can see this in Deir Shu footnote number 54, what the Chok Yaakov says. And the Chok Yaakov says that he's mistopic over here, whether the Ramah, his Chayn Nohagin goes on the more machmir opinion or could even be more interpreted more leniently. Specifically, he says that one could suggest that the Kain Noagin is like the more machmir second opinion that Shulchan Aruch brings down, and therefore, if he's a osur, af behefsim neruba oshas hadchak, and that's what the Ramah said, or maybe shekavanaso shenoagim kefi shekosav Shulchan Aruch lahachmir b'mokum she'ein hefsim meruba oshas hadchak yedas hashniya. But maybe it's only talking about hefsim meruba that he's machmir, and according to this, b'mokum hefsim meruba oshas hadchak. And then you can take the more lenient approach. So the Chok Yaakov is saying that the Ramah is not necessarily going to be machmir in all situations, but the Mishneh Berurah himself says he thinks that's the case, and that's also the Darkei Moshe. The Ramah himself seems to suggest that, and also the Chemed Moshe. Now we have a long Mishneh Berurah over here, which is going to take up most of the rest of this year, Sivkot and Memtes. And the Mishneh Berurah says that the proper girsa over here should be, Bein Shenimtzua Bo Afuya. It means, it should have said, Shenimtzua Bo Kishehi Afuya, when this dough is baked. Again, let's remind ourselves, we found this split grain over here in either a matzah that has been baked, or we found it in the dough that had been separated from the rest of the dough, and it's in the shape and form of a matzah, albeit it hasn't been baked yet. And that's what the Mishneh Berurah says the correct girsa should be over here. Kein tzorich lomar, V'hainu, what does this mean? Shinim tzubo kishi afuya. He says, bein shinim tzisachita b'matzah la'achar afiyoso, whether you found this split grain in the baked matzah, after it's already been baked, or alternatively, o kishi adayin botzek li'achar shenercho, or it's in the dough, after it's been split apart from the rest of the dough and formed into the shape of a matzah before the baking, or it's in the piece of this dough over here that hasn't yet been formed into the shape of the matzah, but it's been separated. And we don't say, we don't say that we have to be concerned that this grain over here, this split grain, was in the larger dough, and then it was separated already when it was present in the larger dough and ruined the entire larger dough, and now was separated into the smaller dough, either then before it was shaped, after it's shaped, or after it's baked. We don't have to be concerned about that. Ella, we can presume, kan nimtza, kan hoya. We can say, halachically speaking, the issur is over here right now. That's mistama where it came in. We don't have to be concerned that it came into the larger dough before it was separated. The hainu, this is a principle, halachically, shekan nimtza sachita aksha b'matzazu, o b'chatichas isazu. Here it's in this baked matzah, or in this shaped matzah, or in this dough that's going to be shaped into the matzah, and therefore we halachically have the right to say, kan hoysa batchilu kishinofla. This is where the split grain fell in. It didn't fall into the larger dough beforehand. Meaning, dahainu la'achar shenechtecho mimena hamatzah. After the dough was separated from the other dough, and is now the separate dough, or shaped into the matzah, or baked, nofla achita l'socha. Only now, after it's separated, did it fall in, and therefore all the previous other doughs are perfectly good, and it's only this dough, this matzah, that's no good. And we halachically have the right to say, v'no nofla n'yolum n'toch isa gdola. It did not fall into the larger batter, into the larger dough beforehand. How come? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Shein machzikin issu mimokom mokom. We never assume that the issu went from place A to place B. So therefore, we find it in place B. We're allowed to assume that halachically it was always only in place B and never was in place A. The issue footnote number 56 brings down a kash from the Levush. And the Levush asked, Hech evsho lomar shachita nofla litzaktana. How come we're allowed to halachically say that it fell only into this dough? Hare achita nimtza bikua. We're finding this dough with the split grain inside of it. V'kivan sha'isalo is speaker lahachmitz. The rest of this dough has not become chometz. So it must be that the chita also didn't have time to be machmitz in this dough, and it must have been beforehand. The hechrech, it's a proof. She nofla lamayim shabham loshu esisa. It was already wet before it fell into this dough. And it therefore was in the dough originally, the big dough, and therefore everything should be osur. That's what the Levush asks. So the Taz gives the teretz, and he says, no, we don't assume that. He says, machmas adin, because of the din, kan nimso, kan hoya, since this din says, where you find it is where you're allowed halachically to assume it was, tolim shachita kvar haisa bekua kishinov l'sochit. So we can say that this dough was the grain that we find in this dough, the grain was already split before it came to the dough, not that it became chometz here in this dough. There are other terutzim as well. You can see in the next paragraph of Dirshu footnote 56, it brings out from the Chol Chaim and others, ayin sham. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, however, if this grain that you find in this dough is filled with water, it's soaking, so to say, from one end to the other end, then in Cain, Nikar Shoya B'mayim Uvisa, then it's clear that it already was in the water well beforehand and in the larger batter, and Yesh Lesser Kol Isa. And then in this situation, you have to presume that the entire dough, the original entire batter, is all going to be chametz. And in the Shaar HaTzion, he brings us down in the name of the Magen Avraham and other Achronim. However, the Mishnah Berurah qualifies it. It says, nevertheless, maybe it got wet entirely from another place, not from the dough. And now it fell into the matzah. He says, you have to look at the facts, look at the circumstances in each case, and say, could this or could this not have occurred over here? And he says, you have the right to go and look at the facts and say, well, this is probably what happened, whether it's l'kul or l'chumra. And the lo mikrei sofik klal, and it's not considered a sofik. You can have the right to go by the circumstances. Furthermore, if somebody had a dough, and he broke it up into several doughs, and he gave them to other people to bake. When he has one matzah himself left in his own possession, and he finds a chita on that matzah that he has left, so here you have to assume all the matzahs that he gave out are all going to be asur, because here we say because it probably was in the dough that originally was present before he cut it up into the separate matzos. Even though we say the lo machazkinan isura mi makom lemakom, even though we don't say he went from place A to place B. And as we say, here it's where it's found, and therefore that's where it was. We don't assume it went from one place to another. That's when you're talking about place to place. We don't assume it was originally in place A and now it's in place B. But mizman lizman, from a time to a time, we know it's here. So here we have to assume it was here an hour ago, 2 hours ago, and you can't assume that it came here right now. Mizman lizman, however, machzikirnan isan. We do say the isa was mistama present beforehand, and amrinan. We have to say shemo isa beisa zumi kodim shenechtecha, and we have to assume that it was there before it was divided up. Because mizman lizman, we do say, even though mimokum lamokum, we don't say. This is brought down the name of Morgan Avram and other Achronim. And Dirshu footnote number 57 explains this in more detail, saying that the source of this is a Mishnah in Taros, where we deal over here with olives that were in a press and then on the roof. So where were they going to become tummy if you find the sherets over there? And Ayin and Dirshu footnote number 57 for all the details of this. And therefore, he concludes that mizman lizman, we do say, even though mimokum lamokum, we don't say. Now, Mishabur continues and he says, "V'yesh mi'achronim, there are achronim that are more meikel. The svirlu, the af bikan yesh lo hakel b'shar matzus b'shum svek sveka. That even though it's mimakum lamakum, we don't say, but mizman lizman we do say, you can still be meikel over here because it's a svek sveka, double sofik, and normally by svek svekas we're meikel. Why is that? Because number one, shema atonofla, because maybe right now it fell in after you had already given out the doughs to the other people. So really, those doughs never saw the split grain." And even if you want to say, Vim Mikodem, that it really was present beforehand, Shemalon is Chan Sarato. We only see it split now. Maybe it actually wasn't Chomitz then. So therefore, it's a sex fake. Number one, maybe the grain wasn't even in the original dough. And even if it was, maybe it wasn't Chomitz at that time. And therefore, one can, Ubimachum Hefsa Meruba, because of a great financial loss, Yesh Lismach Lahaka, one can rely upon the more lenient opinion because of the sex fake, Hefsa Meruba. Furthermore, because of Magen Avraham Anal, the Magen Avraham that we just spoke about said, Shekein adin bi'echot shelokach mechovis kruv beka'ara, if a person took a cabbage in a plate from a larger sack, v'olichu lebayis acher lemokom acher, and then he took this cabbage in this plate to another place, to another house or to another place, and then v'sham nimso chito bekua, and then you find the split grain in it, so a kruv shebechovis motor, all the kruvim that are left in the barrel, in the sack, they're considered okay. And it's only the kruv, the cabbage that has the grain in it that you took away, that is osur. Because they ain't machzikim imokal imokal. Because again, our principle, you don't assume it went from place A to place B. If you find it now in place B, that's where presumptively you can say it went in. And that's, we found it here, mistama, that's where it came in. So what's the chiddush? Ovia wrote to Lomar. He's telling us Ovia, hashta bekari nofa. We can halachically assume that it fell right now into the kruv that you removed from the other kruvim, into the plate. Avol, however, im nimtzo hachita b'chavis. But if you were to find the chita in the barrel, in the container that has all the other kruvim, then oz af mashe bekari b'bayis acher osa. Then you have to presume that it already had become chametz while this kruv was in the bag with the other kruvim, in the barrel with the other kruvim, and now you took it out. But that's mizman lizman. The zelo mizman lizman umechaskinon lemafreya, and therefore we do have to be concerned. Same exact principle over here with this kruv as in the case with the dough. However, the Mishmur again says, Mikom makom, b'makom hefsid meruba, again, if for underlying significant financial loss, yesh l'haka, one can take the lenient opinion. Afilu im nimtza b'chobis, even if it's mizman lizman, according to Lo Osan Abali Batim, shalachtu mikodem, that the people that took it out, that they have the right, if it's a financial loss, to be dan l'kula, because again, of the svek sveka, the yesh svek sveka. Shema achsub nofa b'chobis, because maybe only now it fell in, and your kruv was already removed. And even if you want to say, v'im timtza lomar mikodem, even if you want to say, it actually fell in before then, shem alon ischam, sachit achsub, maybe only now it became chametz, it wasn't chametz originally. And this is true, unless right away as they took it, they already found the other grain in the barrel. Because then you don't have time. If you find bizazman, you don't have time to say that mistama, you have a svek svek over here, maybe it only became chametz now. If you already see that it's chametz and you just took it out, then there's only one suffix over here. The issue footnote number 58 brings down, if after you removed all the cabbages over here, then you find a softened grain, so then the Shelus Tshuvas Givas Shol says, then you don't have a Sveksek over here, because now, then you can't assume that it fell in right now, because and there's no water over there, then how could it have become softened? It must have been that it was already with the Kruvim, with their water, that's when it fell in. You can't assume it fell in right now. So again, that's only one suffix. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'yesh me'achron shekos, so he brings down, and you see this in the Shara, Tzion Ozayin, this is the graz. The koz there, shechita b'kuat. We only have to be concerned over here if the grain is actually split. Avol v'lonis baka, rakshinis rakichot, but if it's not split, it's only soft and puffed up, yesh lahatra afilu akruv shebechobis, then you can matter everything, even the kruv that are still in the barrel. Im Yesham Hefsid Meruba under loss, a great financial loss. Again, Mikoch Svek Sveka because of the double subic over here. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, V'imein Atzir Ola Gabi Akruv, if the juice is over here, the Rotav doesn't actually reach up to where the Kruv is, so then Belav Hochi Yesh Lahatir Akruv Shebuchavis, then you certainly can go and matir all the Kruv that are in the rest of the barrel because the Tzir, the juice, hasn't reached them. The law of Yalah, Shem Kovush, Rak Din Maluach, because it's not soaking in it, and therefore it only has a din over here of Maluach, of salted. And then only the actual place where it's found is also, but not surrounding areas. As we will Amir Tzah Hashem learn, Kemosha Kosav Ramah Bago in Sif Yudalit. Then he brings down from the Chayyadim, Kosav Chayyadim, something called Digdis Kvas, which on the bottom of the Targum it says, Mashka Osimi Peres Kitanim. This is some juice that's made from very small fruits, like Gedalim Somach Loritz, that are growing near the ground, like berries, the Kamo Duv Devonim. In any event, this juice over here, Shinoagim B'dina Seinu Lassus Al Pesach, that you use it on Pesach, one should be careful. Yesh Lazara, Livro HaYigdis, Kodim Nisina Samayim, should remove all of these berries one by one and make sure that you're not putting in any grains, because it's very common over here, the Batsi Lamasi Bem Garina, that you'll find the seeds over there, so make sure you pick out the berries over here before you put it in the water. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir HaLoch, Dibra Maschav, Arminan Kanim says, adds an additional thing from the Chemed Moshe. He says, Imadayin Lo Givlo, if you haven't yet kneaded the dough, and then you find the chita on the top, so then you can just remove the chita from the top and you don't have to assume that any of it went inside the rest of the dough. Now the Ramah says, the im nimseis beisa, if you do find the grain that's split inside the dough, osrum kolisa, it ruins the entire dough. But this is only v'davka toch ha-pesach, if you find it during Pesach. Avol kodem ha-pesach, if this occurred before Pesach, ein osrum rak kidei netila, then you only have to remove the surrounding area, and v'hochi nog, and this is in fact the halacha l'maisa, this is the minhag. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sif Katan Nud, She'oz Chometz v'Pesach v'Mashu, because on Pesach we say Chometz is also with the Mashu, so therefore if this occurred on Pesach, it ruins everything. However, Avol Kodem HaPesach, but if it occurred before Pesach, then we can say Nizbatel Tam Achita B'Shishim, the Tam is nullified with 60 around it, and therefore V'Afilu Hochi K'dei Netila Tzorech L'Tomi Mena, but you do have to remove the surrounding area, Dumelo Polter Rak B'Sivosel, because maybe it actually went into the surrounding area, and this would be a concern. Sivkot Nun Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, you have to remove Kedei Netilah. However, Afilu Nimtzeis B'Matzah Fuyah, this would be true even if you found it in a baked matzah, Dai B'Chdeach Netilah. You only have to remove the immediately surrounding area, as Deir footnote number 62 brings down from the Chazon Ish, Shanu Davko Kishain B'Chdei Netilah, Shesov V'Chita, Shishim Keneged Chita. That's because the surrounding area doesn't have 60 against it. But Mistam, if the surrounding area had 60 against it, before Pesach, it would be Batal as well. With this, we conclude today's shir.